Shavua Tov to all. Gudavach Shavua Tov to all. This is Rabbi Eitan Tokayer in Brooklyn, New York. This morning, this Shabbos, we read an amazing parsha with so many elements to it that are worth analyzing. But I would like to focus on the very opening of the parsha, where Hashem outlines for us the following strategy. Vayhi b'shalach paro es ha'am, when Paro sent the nation forth, lo nacham elokim derech eretz plishtim, Hashem did not guide, Hashem did not take B'nai Yisrael on the journey to Eretz Yisrael through Eretz Plishtim. Why, says the Pasuk? Kikarovu, because it was very close by. And Hashem said, Peninachem ha'am birosa milchama, the Jewish people are going to see war, and they're going to get wobbly feet, and they're going to run back v'shavu Mitzrayim, they're going to run back to Mitzrayim. And this is the simple pshat of the Pasuk. Hashem had a strategy, and the strategy was for Bnei Yisrael to avoid war, and by avoiding war, it would ensure that Bnei Yisrael would not turn hightail and run back to their former slave masters, to Mitzrayim. And that's exactly what Rashi says. That was the intent of the Pasuk. However, the problem with this strategy is that it seems to have entirely failed, or partly failed at the very least. Because if the Ribbono Shel Olam's intent was to avoid the war with the Plishtim when they were running through Eretz Plishtim, and thus to avoid them running back to Mitzrayim, well, when they instead, the next pasuk tells us, "Vayasev Elokim Asarim Derech HaMidbar," God took Bnei Yisrael through the Midbar and ultimately to the Yam Suf, where what happened? There was a battle. There was a war with Mitzrayim. So, if the purpose was to avoid war and thus running back to Mitzrayim, it seems that that was a failed strategy, because ultimately he brings them to Yam Suf, and there is a war with Mitzrayim, which would mean go against the entire strategy of avoiding war. There are many approaches dealing with this question and interpreting this pasuk, all based on one of a handful of interpretations in the Mechilta. I would like to share with you just a few, which I think have some Musar Haskel
for us. Need another pen. This pen isn't working. You have a pen?
Hello? Hello? Is there a problem with the... okay, I'm going to go on. It seems like somebody said there was a problem with the recording. I'm going to continue.
No, I'm sorry. I had a problem with the pen. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. Let's continue. So there are a variety of approaches here, as I said, based on a handful of interpretations of the Mechilta. So number one, and they're all centered around Ki Karov Hu. Hashem didn't take us through Eretz Plishtim because it was Karov. So the Mechilta says, you have to understand Ki Karov Hu means that there were two sets of wars that were Karov to one another. And what are the two wars? The war with the Mitzrayim, and then ultimately the war in conquest of Eretz Canaan. Had Hashem taken Bnei Yisrael through Plishtim, then the war that they just had with Mitzrayim, and then following the war of conquest with Canaan, would have been too much, and they would have run back to Mitzrayim. And that deals beautifully with the problem of the failed strategy. It wasn't a failed strategy, it was a perfect strategy. Rabbeinu Chananel, also based on another approach in the Mechilta, says, no, Kikarov Hu, it is true that that going through Plishtim was a shorter approach. But by taking Bnei Yisrael through the Midbar, we had a great benefit. And that is that Hashem could do amazing nisim v'niflos for Bnei Yisrael. The slav, the man, the bringing water out of a rock. and amazing, amazing nisim v'niflaos for Bnei Yisrael in a very, very tough situation. And this is a powerful lesson, because so often it seems like when we're in the middle of a challenge, when they're in the middle of a tzara, it's just that, it's a tzara. But sometimes we fail to be able to go back and to see the big picture. And indeed, Hashem has perhaps put us into what seems to be a tzara, going through the midbar, but the purpose of that tzara is in order to bring great bracha, the man, the slav, the mayim in Abe'er, and so much more. So it's a beautiful strategy. It's not a failed strategy. Another approach, actually, is to look at two competing ways of getting Bnei Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. One is through Eretz Plishtim. Going through Eretz Plishtim has the advantage of having plenty of food all around, but a great spiritual risk. Klal Yisrael already was on a very low level of spirituality. And as a consequence, going through Eretz Plishtim would afford them the opportunity to very easily assimilate and go back to their ways of Avodah Zarah, of paganism, of Tumah, that they imbibed in Mitzrayim. So while there is a value of having their physical needs easily taken care of going through Eretz Plishtim, the problem is spiritual. On the other hand, you go through the midbar, there is very little food in the midbar, but there's no risk of spiritual destitute in the midbar. There, they would be protected. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a value judgment here, or a cost-benefit analysis. It said, I would rather do my nisim in providing food, in providing physical sustenance for Klal Yisrael, rather than doing nisim to prevent a spiritual assimilation. And the Musar Haskel here is that when there is a potential clash between our parnasa, between our ability to get physical sustenance, and our spiritual values of Torah and mitzvos, we must recognize that all of our parnasa comes from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's all a miracle, actually. And therefore, it should be no shaila for us. And to prevent, if we have a possibility of failing and faltering in our methods of obtaining a parnasa, we are reminded, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us through the midbar, because in the midbar we would be spiritually safe. He'll take care of the parnasa. You don't worry about the parnasa. You have to worry about your spiritual needs. Hakol b'dei shamayim chutz miyiras shamayim. And this is fleshed out in a beautiful piece by the Chamude Daniel in the name of the Chofetz Chaim. Two very brief conclusions here. And one is the Chizkuni. Also, again, most of these are all based in various mechiltas. Chizkuni says there's something really amazing. The reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't want to take us through Eretz Plishtim is because in Eretz Plishtim, the Plishtim themselves had a pact with Klal Yisrael. And that pact goes all the way back to Avimelech, Melech Gerar, and Avram Avinu, where Avram Avinu and Avimelech made a pact that we will not attack one another, our children, our grandchildren, etc. And the grandchildren or the great-grandchildren of Avimelech were still alive in Eretz Plishtim. And as such, the binding nature of that commitment was still in full force. So here is Klal Yisrael. If they would go into Eretz Plishtim, they would not be able to fight if a war broke out against Plishtim, with a Plishtim, because they would be bound by that Shvuah. And this is an extraordinary Musar about the power of one's word and the integrity that we take with a Shvuah, with any word, but most certainly a Shvuah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was concerned, and rightly so, that we would live up to our responsibilities of that Shvuah all those generations earlier. Because your word is your word, and your word is your bond. And that's what it means to be a Jew. A highest level of integrity, not cutting quarters around the side. And finally, so this was not a failed strategy at all. It was a perfect strategy. But finally, we get to this forno. And the Sforno says, what are you trying to answer the question in all these various ways about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu tried to us to avoid war, and then we ended up with a war with Mitzrayim? You got it all wrong. That wasn't a failed strategy. That was the strategy all along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't take us through Plishtim because he was afraid of war. War with whom? Not with the Plishtim. He was afraid of the war that was coming with Mitzrayim. You see, had Hashem taken Bnei Yisrael through Eretz Plishtim, Karov Hu, it's close by. And as they're on that route, it's close by to Mitzrayim. And as they're on that route, passers-by would come and they would say, hey, you know, the Mitzrayim are coming to attack you. And Bnei Yisrael would get their wobbly feet and they would say, oh my gosh, the Mitzrayim are coming. What are we going to do? It's not even worth fighting. We're going back. So in order to prevent that scenario, Hashem took them through Derech HaMidbar. Why? Because Derech HaMidbar, says the Sforno, was not a very well-traveled path. And Bnei Yisrael would never even see the Mitzrayim coming until it was too late. And then, get this, they would be forced to battle the Mitzrayim. The strategy here was not to avoid any war. The strategy here was maybe to avoid a war in Plishtim, or a war with Mitzrayim on the way through Plishtim. But the strategy was to precisely ensure a battle. To ensure the battle would happen between Bnei Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Because without that battle, Bnei Yisrael would just continue to be a slave people. The strategy was never to avoid war. The strategy was to ensure Bnei Yisrael would confront Mitzrayim and thus see the defeat of Paro in the Yam Suf and finally be psychologically free to become Avdei Hashem. Because a person, and this is true for all of us, we have to confront our challenges and not avoid them. Only a truly free person can choose to be an Eved Hashem. And you can only be free, Bnei Yisrael could only truly be free once they first confronted Mitzrayim and realized that they could overpower. And indeed, with Yad Hashem, they did overpower Mitzrayim. This was a strategy not of avoiding war, but a strategy to ensure that Bnei Yisrael would confront Mitzrayim, and it was a brilliant success. And this is something which is extraordinarily relevant to each one of us in our spiritual lives and our emotional lives and our day-to-day living. How often do we avoid a problem with a friend, a neighbor, a spouse, a child? How often do we avoid a challenge that we're facing ourselves and we just look the other way? But when we do that at our own peril. When we do that, we are basically taking the cuffs of Avdus Mitzrayim and putting them on. When we face our challenges head on, when we face those confrontational moments with a sense of strength and power that I can achieve it and I can overcome it, then we are on the path towards Chairus. And this is the necessary, the Midah, which Klal Yisrael required in order to thus, a few weeks later, stand at Har Sinai and say, Na'aseh v'nishma. Only a truly free person can accept upon themselves all the restrictions and all the mitzvos of the Torah HaKadosha. And in doing so, by forcing Bnei Yisrael to confront Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ensured the ultimate success of a free and spiritually vibrant Klal Yisrael. Good vach to all.